on the bottom of Chavitesh of Aleph. Omer of Huna. One second. Mishachetshu Evi Vechetshu Ben Chorin. Eino Motzi Loes Mino Veloes Eino Mino. Person who's a half Evid, half Ben Chorin can't be Motzi someone similar to him, because his Ben Chorin side is the Evid side is going to be Motzi the Ben Chorin side, which can't be. Omer of Huna La Asma Motzi. Rav Huna says, however, he could be Motzi himself. Omer li Rav Nachman li Rav Huna, Maishno v'acherim delo, delo osi tzad avdus u'mapik tzad cheris. Just like can't be Motzi somebody else, because his cheris side, his avdus side, can't be Motzi their cheris side. So, li atzmo nomi, lo osi tzad avdus didei u'mapik tzad cheris didei. He also can't be Motzi himself. His tzad avdus can't be Motzi his tzad cheris. Elom Rav Nachman Afli Atzman Motzi. He can't be Motzi even himself. He needs somebody else who has a total chiyuv to be Motzi him. Tanya Nami Hachi Mishechetsu Ever Vechetsu Ben Chorin Afli Atzmo Eino Motzi. Can't be Motzi himself. The Shaila and the Achronim, whether this applies also to other halachas. Can he say Kriyashma? Or does he have somebody else read Kriyashma and be Motzi him? Right? Because if he reads Kriyashma, part of him is an Eved and is being Motzi himself in the. So some say in Achinami that anything that you have to read or whatever, like Megillah or whatever, somebody else has to be Motzi him. And others say, no, there's a difference. Chazonish says, there's a difference between them. By Tkiya Shofar, the Ikar is you have to create a Tkiya of Chiyu. So this Tkiya is being created by a Chatzi, Eve Chatzi Mechor. It's not a full Tkiya of Chiyu. It's half a Tkiya of Avdus. But all the other things, the same way that he's chayiv only half, he's yotzi only half. It's not mean motzi himself. Here you have to create something to be yotzi. By Megillah could be the same thing. You have to create a kriyas ha-Megillah miktsoch ha-ksav. You can't create that because he's half an Eved, half a Ben Chori. But something, you don't have to create something, you just have to do it. So his doing is the part that's, the half of him that's doing it, b'chiyuv is chayiv, and the half that's doing it, b'ptur is but. That's a shayla. Tani Ava Bered Rav Zeira. Kol HaBrachos Kulam Afa Bishu Yotza Motzi. All brachos. That even if you were Yotze already, you could be Motzi somebody else in those brachos. That's only brachos. That's not Tfila and Kriyashma. Tfila and Kriyashma is a different halacha. Even if you weren't Yotze yet, you can't be Motzi somebody else unless he's an Eino Baki, right? Because Tfila, everybody has to daven for themselves. And it's Kriyashma, Makabal Omachu Shemaim yourself. But other brachas, even if you are Yotzi ready, you can be Motzi. Rashi, Afal Pishi Yotzi Motzi, Shari Kol Yisrael Arevim, Zebozel Mitzvahs. It's the din of Arevus. Everybody's responsible to see that everybody's Mekayim Mitzvahs. So if somebody yet hasn't been Mekayim the Mitzvah, then part of me hasn't been Mekayim that Mitzvah. The part of me that I'm responsible for him hasn't been Mekayim that Mitzvah, so I can do it. I can say the bracha again, I can do it again. Except for Birchas Alechem, Birchas Hayayin, which means all Birchas Hanehen. Brachas that are not a chiyuv to do, but they're a bracha only because you're not allowed to be Nehenna from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. There's no chiyuv to make a bracha on Lechem or Yayin. If you eat bread, you have to make a bracha. So therefore, if I'm going to eat bread, I can be Motzi somebody else in that bracha. But if I'm not eating bread, I can't be Motzi somebody in the bracha, because I'm not chayiv in that bracha. It's not that I had a chiyuv to do it. I had to do it, because if I didn't eat, I have no chiyuv. Shim lo yotze Motzi, vim yotze in a Motzi. If I have to make that bracha for myself, I can be Motzi somebody else. If I don't have to make that bracha for myself, I can't be Motzi somebody else in Birchas Hanehenen. Chutz in Birchas Alechem Vayayin, Ushar Birchas Peros for Eichoni, any other brachos that are Birchas Hanehenen, not Birchas HaMitzvos, She'enam chova, there's no chiyuv to eat, so you have to make a bracha. El sha'asu lehenos menol mazeh, below bracha. If you want to eat, you have to make a bracha. So the bracha is only a result of the eating. And if you're not eating, you can't make that bracha. You're not chayiv in that bracha. Uvazu ein ken arevas. No arevas to eat for somebody else. She'enam chova al ha'odam. Lo vishani v'lo vivorech. Don't have the hanoa, don't make the bracha. So if you're not going to have that hanoa, you can't make the bracha for somebody else. Boy Rov, Birkas Halechem Shul Matzah, Birkas Hayayin Shul Kiddush Hayom Ma'u. The bracha on matzah itself is not a shayla. That's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So like we said, if you didn't eat matzah yet, and I did, I already made the bracha on matzah, but you didn't, and you don't know how to make the bracha or whatever, or you can't, then I can make the bracha for you. That's no shaila. Al achilas matzah, for sure I can make. Birchas hayayin shel kiddush, the bracha of mekadesh hashavas, that I surely can make for you. Shaila is, how about the bracha of yayin that goes along with the kiddush, and the bracha of lechem, hamotzi, which goes along with the eating of matzah. Since there's no way you can mekayim that mitzvah, you have to eat matzah. Mainly you have to make a bracha of birchas alechem. So here, the birchas alechem is only a birchas anehenin, because it's pulled along by a mitzvah. So since it's pulled along by a mitzvah, can I be mostly somebody in that bracha too or not? Given the chova hu mapik, since it's a chova to eat matzah, and mainly you have to make the mozi, so you can be mozi somebody in that bracha too. Odilma bracha lav chova hi. Right, the maisa, in the end, the bracha is not a chova. It's only because I want to eat, because I have to eat matzah, I have to make a birchas alechem, but that's not part of the chiv. That's the shayla. Toshma. Dom ravashi ki avinim be rav papai havi mekadish lon, v'chi havi osi arise midivra havi mekadish lehu. You see, you can make kiddush again, and he made the brichas hayayin also. Made the whole kiddush for his oris, even though he himself made kiddush already himself. Rashi, birchas alechem shel achilas matzah, shemavorchim hamotzi. Lefoneh hamotzi, birchas hayayin shemavorchim lefnei kiddush. Mahu, al achilas matzah mekadish Yisrael lo tiboyelach. That's not the shayla. Vada, you can make the brocha al achilas matzah and the brocha mekadish Yisrael. Dechova ninu umapik. That's a regular birchas hamitzvah. El birchas hamotzi, birchas hayayim iboyelon. Shein bos ela lefisha hamavorich tzorich shiito. Right, since you have to have wine by kiddush, and you have to taste it, so you have to make a bari priagotha. The efshel lahonis lo bracha, inami lo toyim ihu efshel lo yoyv leilachad minayu lemitam uboy bracha. My, or if you don't drink it, somebody has to drink it. Somebody has to drink from that cup. Somebody has to eat the matzah. So there's a birchas anehenin that automatically you're chayiv in. So is that, therefore, since it's pulled along with the birchas hamitzvah, you can be motzi, or no? Since it's nice, it's a birchas anehen, you can't. Even the chova, he achilas matzah chova lov. The chen kiddush hayom chova lov. He efshir shalom b'hanoah. And you have to eat, so you have to make another bracha too on the hanoah. B'hanoah he efshir below bracha. Nimtes hamitzvah tluya b'birchas hanoah mapit. So it comes out, it's all one package deal. So you put, maybe you can be motzi or not. O dilma. Birchas hanoah lav chova le mitzvah asya. The birchas hanoah le mice is not part of the mitzvah. It's only a secondary, indirect thing. Shav b'chol hanoah yasino heges. Applies by all other hanoahs. So the Gemara says you can do it. Shaila is, that would only apply where there's two brachas. There's a birchas hamitzvah and a birchas hanehenin. What happens if the birchas hanehenin itself is on a mitzvah? But it's a birchas hanehenin. Like hamotzi in the morning. There's no birchas hamitzvah, motzi on Shabbos morning. Or kiddush, bori priagothen, there's no birchas hamitzvah, Shabbos morning. Can be motzi somebody in that or not. So some say that you can't be motzi in either of them. Because since there's no birchas chova to pull along the birchas hanehenin, they're purely birchas hanehenin, even though they're on a mitzvah, you can't be motzi in them. Others hold that in both of them you could be motzi. Because the ma'aseh, you're doing a mitzvah. These are not brachas you're doing because of hanoah. You're doing because of the mitzvah. It happens to be that the mitzvah is to have the hanoah, whatever. And some are mechalik between kiddush and motzi. Motzi, the mitzvah is not to make a bracha on lechem. The mitzvah is to eat lechem, to have onig. Memeli, you have to make a bracha. So there, the bracha bechlal is not a chova. It's only birchas anehenin. But by kiddush, the mitzvah is to make kiddush, is to make that bracha. The mitzvah is not to drink wine. The mitzvah is to make that bracha. So there you could, what you call the bracha, is considered a birchas hamitzvah, not just a birchas anehen. Okay. Now the ma'aseh halacha, you can't be motzi somebody in birchas halechem Shabbos morning, but you could be motzi somebody in birchas hayayin. Okay. What?
Does the
arevus
apply to women?
It's silent. We're not here. It's gemara in brachas. When we get there second time around, we'll speak about it. Okay. Tana rabbanan. Lo yifros adam prusa lo orchim elim kein ochili mohen. A person can't make a motzi for orchim unless he's eating together with them. But he could make a motzi for his family, even if he's not eating, in order to be mechanech them in mitzvahs. You can make a bracha for chinuch, right? Even though the bracha doesn't apply to you right now. You can teach your children, and according to many, even other people's children, you can teach them brachas, and therefore you can say the bracha properly, so they learn it properly also. But birchas hamitzvos, even if you were yotze already, like halal and megillah, and other birchas hamitzvos, you can be motzi other people. Some say that you can only be motzi other people in brachos that are the rabbanon. But brachos deraisa, like birchas hamazon, you can't. And most shittos hold that it makes no difference. Birchas deraisa and birchas rabbanon are the same thing. Okay, let's go on. Hadron alech ru beizdin, hadron alech ru beizdin, hadron alech ru beizdin. Yomtiv shol Rosh Hashanah shecholios b'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, the mikdash hayutokim avalo b'medina. When the Beis HaMikdash was kayim, they only blew shofar in the mikdash and not outside of the mikdash. And Rashi says outside the mikdash includes Yerushalayim, and the Rambam says that outside the Beis HaMikdash means everywhere outside Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim is included in the mikdash. So during the time of the mikdash, they blew in Yerushalayim and in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, they only blew in the Beis HaMikdash, probably on Har HaBayis, meaning, but not in Yerushalayim or anywhere else. Mishechara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiutokim b'chol mokum sheish bo Beis. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that they should blow shofar everywhere there's a Beis Din. Om Rabbi Lazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo b'yavn milvad. And Rabbi Lazar holds, no, they only made the takana in Yavna, meaning where the Sanhedrin HaGedola was. Not any Beis Din, but Dafka the Sanhedrin. Om Rilo echad Yavna, vechad kol mokum sheyesh bo Beis Din. And Om Rilo, no, it applied to only Yavna and anywhere else where there was a Beis Din. And the Gemara is going to ask the Tanakam, and the Amrullah is saying the same thing. What's this different opinion? But Od Zos Hoysi Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavne was another Maila that Yerushalayim had on Yavne, right? And the easiest way of learning this, Tosis learns, that after Churban Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Beis Din in Yerushalayim, right, when the Takon of Yochanan Zakkai, he made it more inclusive in Yerushalayim than in Yavne or any other place where the Sanhedrin was. That in Yerushalayim, when the Sanhedrin was in Yerushalayim after the Churban, this way Tosfos learns again, Shekol Ir Shiroa V'Shomas Ukrov of Yecholalov talking. In Yerushalayim, any city that was close enough to hear a shofar being blown in Yerushalayim and could come to Yerushalayim, we're going to discuss what are the conditions, then they blew shofar in that city too. Not only in Yerushalayim, but any close by city too. In Yavna, Lahoy, you're talking about Beis Din Levad. But Yavna, they only blew shofar in the Beis Din, Mamish, we'll see if they Beis Din or whatever, but only in Yavna, no place close by. Rashi, Yontif, Shol Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the Mikdash are you talking, Big Mor Mishvarish, let me explain why they blew in the Mikdash and not outside the Mikdash. Then Medayik, why it says Yontif, Shol Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah. Some say to distinguish it between the other Rosh Hashanahs. There's a lot of Rosh Hashanahs. This is the Rosh Hashanah that's a Yom Tov, right? Which is a little far-fetched because they don't blow shofar on Tu B'Shvat or whatever. They don't have to know that this is the one that's the Yom Tov, right? There's no other meaning that you blow shofar on any of the other Rosh Hashanahs. Others say that it's Dafka, the first day Yom Tov. Now, even when they made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's Dafka, the first day Yom Tov, Shol Rosh Hashanah. Except I don't know why Yom Tov Shol Rosh Hashanah is mashma more the first day than the second day if they're both Yom Tov. I once gave a shir to the Kolo, I don't remember what I said, of explaining Taka why you had to say Yom Tov Shol Rosh Hashanah. I was thinking of an answer, I don't think that's what I said then. The Yom Tov Shol Rosh Hashanah means the following. We're going to see that the reason is Gzeira, because maybe you'll come to carry the shofar. So when Yom Tov fell on Shabbos, they made the Gzeira. So they asked, why didn't they make the Gzeira on a regular Yom Tov? According to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry Shalom v'tzorech ochol nefesh, you're not allowed to carry a shofar either. So according to Beis Shammai, there should be a Gzeira on Yom Tov too. So there were a lot of different answers why they didn't make the Gzeira not to blow shofar b'chlalan on Rosh Hashanah, because maybe you'll come to carry, just like on Shabbos. So therefore, it points out, even though it's Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, right, and there should be a Svara, at least according to Beis Shammai, that you should make the same Gzeira, what's it called, on a regular Yom Tov, Still, when it falls on Shabbos, you don't make that gzeira on Yom Tov, because then you never blow shofar. But on Shabbos, when it falls on Shabbos, they did make the gzeira. And so it points out, even though Rosh Hashanah always falls on Yom Tov, and it would be a reason to make the gzeira, still they made the gzeira on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Okay. Velo b'medina, Rashi says, lo b'Yerushalayim velo b'gvul. Medina is everything outside the Beis HaMikdash, including Yerushalayim is also Medina, and they didn't blow shofar in Yerushalayim. Ela b'yavne, sh'oisa shom sanhedri gedola. Right? And the Rebbe Lezer holds, they only made the takana not wherever there's a Beis Din, but wherever the Sanhedrin HaGedola was, beyond the chem b'chol mokom shegolsa Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was golded to 10 different places. Wherever the Sanhedrin was, then that's when they blew shofar on Shabbos. But without a Sanhedrin, not. Avalo b'Beis Din sh'lesem v'shlosha. Not even a Beis Din of 23. Okay. Ba'od zos hoisa Yerushalayim, ba'odha b'binyonim. Rashi learns, Yerushalayim means when Yerushalayim was still Kayim, before the Churban. But Rashi just said that they didn't blow in Yerushalayim before the Churban. They only blew in the Beis HaMikdash. So the easiest way of understanding, Marsha says, it's talking that before the Churban, the Sanhedrin was gole to Yerushalayim, to Chanuyos, left the Lishka Sagazis. In that period, when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, and the Beis Din left Harabayas, then they used to blow in Yerushalayim too. But then, since it was not necessarily the Iker Takon of Yochum Zaka, it was before Churban Beis HaMikdash, so then they blew even places close to Yerushalayim. She called Ir Sharoes Yerushalayim, Bishomas, Vicholalavo, Meforesh Gemara, might Tan the Dekomer Va'od. And the Gemara is going to explain why it says Va'od Zos. And not only that, something else was Yerushalayim greater than Yavda. We didn't say the first thing. So it was obviously something else that Yerushalayim is greater than Yavda, and this was the second thing. So the Gemara will explain what the first thing was. Okay, Menoni Mile. How do you know that on Shabbos you don't blow shofar? Omer Rav Levi Bar Lachma, Omer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kosu Vechod Omer, Shabbosun Zichron Trua. One Pasuk says Emor, Zichron Truah, that you don't actually blow shofar, you just mention shofar, Zichron Truah. The cost of Echad Omer, Yom Truah. And the other one says the day of blowing shofar. Yelochem. Right? Lo kasher. Kan b'yontif shecholios b'shabbos. The pasuk that says that you don't actually blow shofar, you only remember the shofar, is when yontif falls on Shabbos. Kan b'yontif shecholios b'chol. And the one that says you actually blow shofar is b'chol. Mar says, Omer Rava, imid yoraisahi, if it's a halachim in that Torah, that you only blow shofar, right, on Yom Tov that falls b'chol, and not b'Shabbos, the Mikdash Shechi Takin, so why do they blow on the Mikdash? The Rishalmi Kaka learns like this, Havamina, that it's Minat Torah. We learn it from Psukim. And the answer to this question, b'Mikdash, then why? Because since it says they craft them, right, they should make korbanos, that in the Beis HaMikdash, you always blow shofar, even on Shabbos. But in a place where you don't make korbanos, there, these two psukim apply. One's b'chol, that's when you do blow shofar, and when you only mention the shofar, that's b'Shabbos. So Rishami learns it's din ha-Torah. Then the mikdash, they would blow even on what's it called, on Shabbos, min ha-Torah, and in outside of this, they weren't allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, min ha-Torah. Second question, also the Rishami has to answer. So Rishami answers the first question, because it says the Krapins mentions it by the Karbanos, then you always blow shofar. Va'od, halab malachahi, the itzri kro lemute. Kiyas shofar is not a malacha that you need a pasuk to tell me you can't do it. Right? Tosa says just the opposite. If it would be a malacha, I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me you can't do it. It's the fact that it's not a malacha you need a pasuk to tell me. It means that there's not svaradik to say that there's an iser to blow on Shabbos, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the malacha? It's not a malacha. The Tanit Veshmuel, kol meleches avoda lo sasu, right? Torah answered meleches avoda on Yom Tov. Yotza tkiya shofar, radiya sapas, she chochma, they're a malacha. Tkiya shofar and radiya sapas are a chochma. They're not a malacha. So why in the world should be usher to blow outside the Beis HaMikdash? It's not a malacha. The Rishonim would hold that enochanami, there are certain things that are normally not a malacha. Stam blowing shofar on Shabbos would not be a malacha. But where you're yotze a mitzvah with it, it's a special tkiya shofar, there the mitzvah's machshav that makes it a malacha. And therefore, min ha-Torah, you can't blow shofar, a tkiya shofar of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. But Bavli, we hold not like that. Elohim Rava Midaraisa Mishashari. We hold like the Bavli. Rava says Midaraisa, you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, right? The Rabbanim who the Gazer Bay. The Rabbanim were Mavatal the Mitzvah when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Kid Rabba, Domar Rabba, Hakol Chayom Bitkiya Shofar, Vein Hakol Bitkiya Bitkiya Shofar. Shofar is something everybody has to be Yotze, but not everybody knows how to do it. We're afraid that you'll take the shofar and you'll be bahul. You'll be very, very much involved in the mitzvah. You'll go to a baki to learn how to blow shofar, and you'll take the shofar with you, and you'll carry it the four amos in Rishus Harabim. The hainu time in the lulav, the hainu time in the megillah. Same reason why they asked lulav on Shabbos, because maybe you'll carry the lulav to learn how to make the nanuim. And the same thing with Megillah. Maybe you'll carry your Megillah to learn how to read the Megillah. Rashi. Zichron Trua, velo Trua Mamesh. One pasuk says Zichron Trua. Right? And not Trua itself. Ela Mikro shall Trua Yomru. Should say Psukim about the shofar. This is not Zichronos. Zichron Trua, we learn later on that there's a mitzvah to say Zichronos. That's only Drabonin. That's an Asmachta. But here we would learn that Zichron Trua means don't blow shofar, but speak about the shofar. Malacha he bit me. Is Tkiya Shofar a malacha? Gemara says, Menachanami. It's not Minatorah. Minatorah, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Shabbos. The Rabbanan stop the mitzvah. The Rabbanan have the koach to tell you not to do a mitzvah, Meshevi Altaseh, because they were afraid people would come to carry on Shabbos. Zeir Shemit Lenu, the Mikdash lo Gozer, and the Mikdash they weren't Gozer. Dein Isser Shvus, the Rabbanan the Mikdash, because in the Mikdash, there was no Isser of a Shvus. What's it called? They didn't make Yisurei Durabonin, many Yisurei Durabonin in the Beis HaMikdash. If according to the Rambam that they blew in Yerushalayim also, right? So there they didn't want to make the Gzeira. They wanted to include, not because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, but because Bechlau, they didn't want to make that Gzeira in Yerushalayim for whatever reason. Or it could be that they didn't make the Gzeira in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim anyway wasn't the Rishus HaRabim. It was closed in with a wall. So they didn't feel the need to make that gzera because it wasn't pretty much not shy to carry and be over to carry in Yerushalayim. Okay. Okay. What's here? Quite a lot. But okay, we said Yerushalmi. The shaila is now that the Rabbanan said that you shouldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. What happens if you did? So I yotzei mitzvah min haTorah. Except you're over in Issur Rabbanan, right? You're over in Issur Rabbanan blowing shofar, but Lamaisa, what's it called? You Yotzei the Mitzvah Deraisa. Or no, the Rabbanan took the mitzvah away completely. If you remember when we learned Brachos, we had the same Shaila, the Rabbanan asserted saying Kriyashma after Chatzos. So if you said Kriyashma after Chatzos, were you just a bad boy, but you Yotzei the Mitzvah Deraisa? Or Lamaisa, they took away the mitzvah. The Rabbanan had the power to take away the mitzvah completely. That's the Shaila. When the Rabbanan took away a mitzvah. The pshat is they said, look, the Torah said listen to us, and the Torah said do blow shofar. So we're telling you not to blow shofar. So shevi al tasa. Right? You have to listen to the Rabbanan, you have to listen to the Torah. The Torah told you to listen to the Rabbanan. So, what's it called? What do you do when you have a situation that's tarti disaster? You don't do anything. So don't blow shofar. But if you do blow shofar, you have a mitzvah shofar. Or no. The Rabbanan took away the mitzvah. The Rabbanan had the koach b'shevi al tasa to take away mitzvah min haTorah if they felt the necessity. And therefore there's no mitzvah. Most shittas hold, this shaila came up in the concentration camps where Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos and they were going to be killed the next day. They were being taken to the gas chambers the next day. So they came to ask a shaila, could they blow shofar that Shabbos? And the answer was yes, because the gzeirah surely wasn't made for such a situation. What's it called, where you wouldn't be able to be Yotze the next day. And therefore they blew shofar, and there wasn't too much of a chance they could carry the shofar anyway, since they were locked up. So for all the reasons, they blew shofar, and they were Yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa one last time. Okay. What else is here? There are a lot of other things. Why do we read the Torah on Shabbos? Let's be afraid that somebody, what's it called, is going to carry the Torah to learn how to lay. So some say that what's it called? The reason is because not everybody is chayiv to lane. Everybody's chayiv to hear, but only one person lanes the way we do it today. So maybe there's no chash that that person, other people, remind them. What? No, shofar, everybody's chayiv to hear shofar and to blow shofar. Somebody has to blow to be motzi them. But over here, right, nobody reads the Torah the way we do it now. Only one person reads. Right? By shofar, everybody's chayiv to blow. If you don't have somebody to be motzi you have to learn how to do it yourself. No, because you only need a minion. You can't do it by yourself. You need a minion. By shofar, you have your individual person. There, you need a minion. Okay, by Mila. Why weren't they gozer on Mila? Mila on Shabbos. Same thing over there. Only one person is chayiv to do the bris, right? The moel. So other people aren't involved in the mitzvah of Mila. They'll remind him. Others say that Mila, it says beferish in the Torah. By Yom HaShmini. Afilu b'Shabbos. By shofar, it doesn't say dafka debut on Shabbos. It says you blow shofar all the time. There's no reason not to do it on Shabbos. But there's no special limud you can do it on Shabbos. You don't need a limud. Since it's not beferish in the Torah to do Shabbos, the Rabbanan could answer it. But anything that's beferish in the Torah, mutter, the Rabbanan didn't have a power to answer it. Okay? It's only where the Torah didn't say one way or the other. Right? The Torah didn't say specifically that you could eat chicken and milk together. It didn't say it's awesome. It didn't say specifically that it's okay to do. So therefore the Rabbanan could answer it. But had the Torah said somewhere that you can eat chicken and milk, right? The Torah said somewhere that you could, what's it called, eat chicken and milk, then the Rabbana couldn't have answered. Okay. So, Dover HaMafurish Batorah, famous Shita Sataz. There's many questions on it. Okay. So those are some of the answers why we don't make gezeiros by other things. Also, question over here is why are we afraid that you'll carry 4 amos and Rosh Hashanah? The chora, you take your shofar from your house. Before you're mavir, dalad amos, rishus harabim, you have to take it out of your house. You're motzi, rishus hayochid, rishus harabim. So Rashi says there's the Rashi in Sukkah. The reason is why it says dafka, what's it called, a mavir, and not motzi, because motzi, Rashi says, usually you pick it up in the house, and you don't pick it up to take it out. When you have it in your hand, you realize you don't know what to do. Then you decide to take it out. You're not chayiv on that hotzah. Because you have to pick it up al menas to take it outside. You picked it up. When you picked it up, you made the akira. Shelo al menas, not with the kavana, to carry it outside. Then even if you change your mind while you have it in your hand, you carry it outside, you're not chayiv min haTorah. So they didn't make a gzeir on that. But Masha from Rashi, that mavir, dalet amos, b'shus harabim, you are chayiv. Even though when you picked it up, you didn't pick it up to carry it arba amos, b'shus harabim, that you're chayiv. Others say that motzi, b'shus l'shus, you're chayiv only if there's a b'shus harabim of shishim ribui. But mavir, dalet amos, b'shus harabim, you're chayiv without shishim ribui. Right, they're all different answers. The best answer, Tosa says, simplest answer, is that carrying it out of your house is a hecker. You realize that you're carrying it outside. You'll remember it's Shabbos. But carrying it in Rishus HaRabim, right, there's no hecker. So there's nothing to remind you. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Mishechora Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Tonga Rabbonin. So after the Chum Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that you should blow shofar on Shabbos wherever there's a Beis Din. So one time Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, v'hoyu kol ha'orim miskansin, and everybody got together, didn't know what to do. Omer lehem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, l'vnei b'seira, nisko. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to b'nei b'seira, who were choshev talmidei chachamim, right, and this was the shaila, should they make such a takana or not? So he said, let's blow shofar. Amr lo, ni don. Let's talk about it first. Let's decide if we should make such a gzera that we should blow Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah after Churban Beis HaMikdash anywhere else except in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we shouldn't blow shofar or not. Later on to the next Mishnah, we'll discuss why they made such a takana. Whereas lulav, they didn't make such a takana. That you can take lulav on Shabbos when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Right? Shofar, yes. Lulav, not. And the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they took lulav all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, what's it called, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, and shofar, they didn't blow outside the Beis HaMikdash. So on one hand, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, shofar was what's it called, less than lulav, and after Korban Beis Hamikdash, shofar was more than lulav. The question is why. But that will not. We'll get to. We get to lulav. But in any case, so they had a shaila. Should they, what's it called, make this takana or not? So then B'nai B'Serah said, let's talk about it, and we'll decide to do it or not. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said, let's blow shofar first, and then we'll talk about it. Omar Lahem, Nitka V'Achach Nidam. Let's blow shofar once, and then we'll talk about it, should we do it for the future. La'achar Shetaku, so they said, okay, they agreed. Omar Lahem, Nidam, because now it's discussed, we should do it for the future. Omar Lahem, Kvar Nishma Kerem B'Yavne, they Mishim L'Achar Maisa. So he said, what do you mean? We did it once already, so now we're going to start not doing it next year. They'll do it from now on. Okay. Rashi. V'hayu kol ha'orim shesvivos Yavne. All the cities around Yavne came to Yavne, and they wanted to know now, we used to blow in the Beis HaMikdash. Was that because of the Sanhedrin? So now there's a Sanhedrin in Yavne, we should blow now, or maybe not. It was because of the Beis HaMikdash, not because of the Sanhedrin. That was the Shaila. Miskanslan sham l'shmo tkiya mishluchei beisin. They used to do that in Yerushalayim. This is Rashi Shita, right? That even before Churban Beis HaMikdash, when the Sanhedrin went to Yerushalayim, they blew shofar in Yerushalayim. So it seemed to imply that the reason you blow shofar is not the Mikdash, but the Beis Din. Since the Beis HaMikdash was still around and the Sanhedrin was relocated, right? So even though you weren't blowing in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but there was a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe now there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin alone is not enough. So in Yavne you don't blow. That was the Shaila. B'nei B'Serah G'dolei Hador Hayu. B'nei B'Serah were the G'dolim of the generation. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the Nasi. So the Shaila was, the Nasi said, let's blow, and then we'll discuss it. And the G'dolim said, let's discuss it, then we'll see if we should blow this first time. Nidim Yesh Ligzor Af B'Mokom Beis Din Shami Yiklenu. Let's say if we should make the Gzeira here also or not. Mashma, that there was no gzeira specific. They'd have to make the gzeira. No. Because there was never a gzeira in the place where the Sanhedrin was, l'chatchil. They have to make that, extend that gzeira to a place where the Sanhedrin was. They ain't meshivin lachar ma'isa. G'nayhu shenotzi laz toim al atzmenu. Right now, if we decide to make that gzeira, it comes out that the first year we blew was a mistake. It's not a nice thing. That's what you call it, the Beis Din made a mistake. So let's leave it and not make that gzeira and be matter it. In other words, we'll leave the heter. There's always a heter to blow shofar on Shabbos unless they made a gzeira. The gzeira never could apply in the place where the Sanhedrin was because the Sanhedrin was in the Mikdash and they never made a gzeira on the Mikdash. Right? So Shiloh was to make a new gzeira. So they said, look, since there is no gzeira, we could blow the first time. So let's do that. But now if we'll make a gzeira, it comes out the first time was really the wrong thing to do. We should have made the gzeira. Therefore, let's leave it and not make a gzeira. That was the pshat.